The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is a little frightening. We hear there was a woman who had a baby left inside her for 36 years. We've been starting to hear more and more of these cases where women, not in America, but in other countries, are walking around carrying babies inside of them. Apparently, Kantabai Thackeray from India became pregnant when she was 24 years old back in 1978. Apparently, doctors at the time said that the baby probably is not going to survive because it is outside the womb. It was an ectopic pregnancy. So the baby was growing out of the uterus, was not going to live. Unfortunately, she did not have the surgery. This was back in 1978. She was afraid that she was going to have an operation, and then she left. She had gone in a few months later because she was having pain, and this is where it's a little weird. You know, she thought it was already treated. That it was already treated, maybe that the pregnancy was gone, etc. But now she's 60 years old, and she starts to have constant pain. We're talking 36 years later. Now, nowadays, they do CAT scans. They did a CAT scan, and they could see a hard calcified mass. I'm looking at it right now, which is unfortunately a skeleton. It wouldn't be as completely calcified as her bones would be, but still calcified enough. Luckily, it didn't kill her. All right. They had thought it was cancer because it was a big, huge lump. She was having trouble peeing. She was getting infections because of the pressure it was putting on. But thank heavens it wasn't, and it was removed. But we're starting to see more and more cases, or we're just hearing more and more cases, of women who have been pregnant and the pregnancy sits there. Or what I had seen during my obstetric days was people wouldn't know they were pregnant until they were already in labor. And I think the power of denial is something that we really underestimate. When we are in denial, I mean, I know a lot of you are like, I can't believe somebody could be pregnant, not know, or just think themselves out of it. But the mind is a pretty powerful thing. And so you'll have people coming in labor, and I'm like, you're pregnant. And they're like, oh, I didn't think it was so. I knew it, but I was in denial. And I'm like, you were in denial. The baby could have died. You could have died. Stop this denial stuff. But it happens, and a lot of us do that. And then less seriously, we translate it to our own regular health. No, I don't have a weight problem. I don't. Nah, I look good. You know, because when you look in the mirror, you look at yourself, and you look good. Then all of a sudden, somebody takes a picture of you, and you see a picture of you on Facebook going, oh, my God, I'm that big. No, that's how other people see me. And then all of a sudden you get scared, you cancel your Facebook account, and then you go into the corner and you cry while holding a box of Ho-Hos. Not that I'm saying I spoke of this from experience. But we do that with diabetes. Oh, there's no way I could have diabetes. Oh, there's no way I could have cancer. No, I tell you, you know, my patients who don't want to get screened, it's really, really scary. They don't want to get screened, and they say, look, I'll wait till I have something wrong. When I have something wrong, then I'll know to come in. And I'm like, but you're already here. You're saying you're having blood in the stool, and you're very, very constipated. Yeah, but I mean something really wrong. Well, that's kind of really wrong. you know, people think they are going to get this huge warning, or there'll be this background music, la, that gives them time and tells them, oh, they got to go to the doctor and get themselves checked out. We were talking about stomach cancer in the last hour and Botox being able to treat it. Stomach cancer will grow and grow, and you won't feel nothing till it actually starts, you know, starts extending to deeper tissues and spreading and going from stage 2 to 3 to 4. A lot of stage 1, people don't feel it. Well, that's the time you need to get it looked at. You know, we talked about acid reflux in the previous hour, where many of you guys are treating yourselves with PPIs, we call them, the proton pump inhibitors, like your Prilosec, your Prevacid, Nexium, Protonix. These are great medicines for acid. They are very effective, and they actually prevent cancer by preventing you from getting esophageal changes, your feeding tubes changes from the acid. However, when you take something like that on a regular basis, you are masking some severe, serious problem. And reflux is a serious problem. But we're all in denial. We are just all in denial. Oh, no, you know, that little pain is nothing. And the reason why is we, in America, we teach ourselves that, in other countries too. We teach ourselves to not jump at every little thing. We teach ourselves to not panic for every little freckle or mole. We're going to be talking about today how a lot of these melanomas could be sitting there on your scalp and you're not even realizing it with your hair. And, you know, and we're like, okay, look, you know, so I have a new mole. Am I really going to get it cut out? Am I really going to jump on everything? And everybody's so afraid of being called a hypochondriac that they don't take care of themselves. To heck with the idea of being a hypochondriac. You think you have something wrong, you get it checked out. There's a new mole you don't like, you get it checked out. There's a lump or bump that is new, you get it checked out. You know, when people come to me, they're embarrassed. They're like, oh, you know, I'm just here for a bump. I'm wasting your time. You are not wasting our time. And if a doctor makes you feel like you're wasting his time, that's not the doctor you should see. Now, do I have patients that waste my time? Yeah, but it's not on medical issues. It's them talking and talking and, you know, bringing up esoteric stuff that, you know, I'm kind of in a rush and they want to complain about Obamacare, and I know they want to complain to me and stuff, and I don't want to use the word wasting time, but sometimes I'm like, look, I really got to hurry. I want to talk to you about this badly, but it's just, I really got to hurry. And, you know, I got these patients waiting outside. And so, yeah, but that's not a medical issue. Somebody has a medical issue, no. So you got to get it checked out. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there was this headline here that was pretty shocking. They say 90% of hospitals and clinics lose their patients' data. 90%. Now, that is some very, very frightening stuff. Now, before I get to this case, I want to talk to you about something that happened to a patient of mine. And I believe them. I really do believe them. When you, one of my patients was seeing a pain management doctor. And the pain management doctors, because he has chronic neck and back pain, the pain management doctors will run a drug test. okay, especially on new patients, to see what else the patient is using, which is smart, all right? So they do a drug test, and the patient was currently taking tramadol, which is a opiate agonist, and we've talked about that. Not a true opiate, but it acts as such. And it's for pain, so he was taking that because he really didn't want to be on the narcotics. Well, his drug test came back positive for marijuana, positive for methadone, and negative for tramadol. Now, he brings this to me, and he goes, this isn't me. Now, I didn't run the tests. The other doctor had. And I'm looking at it, I go, well, did you call them? You know, and did you verify the sample? He said, they don't have the sample anymore. Yet my name is on this piece of paper, he says, that says methadone and marijuana. He says he's never smoked a joint in his life, and he's not on methadone. And I'm like, well, you got to be able to call the medical director. He goes, yeah, I did. I called the medical director. They can't do anything about it. All they did is suggest a retest, but a retest won't show up positive anymore. You know, it's been after a month. And I looked at that, and I was like, whoa. Now, he, you know, yeah, maybe he could be lying, but the thing is if he was lying, then he wouldn't bring it to me. That we were talking about something completely different. I take care of something different. I really think he's telling the truth. I think, you know, and, you know, and I go, well, how is it processed? You know, when I had to do my drug testing, when I worked in the hospital and you had to do, you know, random drug testing, you know, you'd have to go to the main lab. The bathroom had no sink in it, no door handles, no water in the toilet. It was a very, very, unadulterated room so that you couldn't mess with your urine, et cetera. And he said, no. He was just told to do it, and then he handed it to a tech. The tech seemed young and, you know, slapped the sticker on it and went on. And they can't go back and take a look at the sample. Now, urine drug screens are done commonly. And, you know, I don't know if they save urine samples for long. You have to be able to throw out specimens. You can't save specimens. But they had no way to go back and trace and see who this was. And then that makes me think, if it was swapped, then you have somebody else there that's completely negative except for tramadol. And they're probably like, oh, dude, this is great. My body doesn't show the methadone or the pot. But things like this happen. And this is extremely scary. You know, to think that you could be taking a drug test and something gets swapped like this. Now, what I would probably recommend in that particular case is don't do what you, wow, you want to follow the specimens as far as you can and make sure the right name and the right labs are being done. I mean, what I would probably recommend, I notice like whenever you go for life insurance, you know, they put the stickers on the blood. You get your blood taken, then right then and there they put the stickers on it. So, you know that that's your sample, and then you have to sign that you saw it was your sample. Now, yes, somebody could technically mess within the lab, but most good labs, I mean, they wouldn't do this. But this was some cluster, and if it was something as simple as somebody putting the wrong sticker on the wrong or inputting the wrong name, now you have a record of being on some illegal substance that you might not be on, and that's very, very scary. So what I told him we would do is do a blood sample or a hair sample, which could hopefully show long term that he's negative. So we ran that, and he could use that as proof if he can't get a job later. But these are one of these things where, wow, you're just screwed. Another thing you could also do is if a doctor's office is going to ask for a drug test, and you don't think they're doing it to the best standards, you could on your own go to the lab that day and do a separate one. So that if you think they're going to mess up, okay, you have your results from the blood, which could then counteract anything they have. But again, your name is on the original. That's, you know, and then you just hold yours as proof. You guys, though, shouldn't have to be dealing with this. You should not, okay? You are patients. You should be able to trust that whatever happens in these clinics is foolproof. However, you know, even I have been unfortunately cursed with hiring staff who interview well, do really well the first few weeks, and then all of a sudden something goes sour. And a lot of times I'll just say, okay, guys, we're going to probably be this month doing a random drug screening, and that's all I have to do, and usually those people leave. You know, because whenever I see it, a real abrupt change in the quality of the staff, I have to worry about that. And I know I could just spring it on them, spring the drug testing on them, but to me that's still a nice way to, you know, screen out. All right, guys, just to let you know, we'll be coming up with that soon, and boop, gone. I go, okay, all right, good. And a lot of times it makes sense. The ones who leave, it makes sense. But remember, I'm a doctor. I have got to make sure that my staff is not putting my patients at risk. And I've seen halfway stuff. I've seen it. And I'm the doctor. I'm the one that's responsible for the whole entire clinic. It's pretty scary. So then you see this headline here, and you're like, what the heck? 90% of healthcare organizations have exposed their patients' data or had it stolen, according to a study by the Ponemon Institute. They say the medical industry faces more breaches than the military and banking sectors combined. Now, why? Why would hackers even? Well, because it's easy access to information. They don't want to know about your pap smear results. They want your social security, your date of birth. They want your data. And medical offices can barely afford their electronic medical software and their antivirus software, etc., that they are not going to have the highest of highest type security like the CIA or Senate have, which, by the way, they were hacked also. They say last week the medical industry was slammed with 204 incidents this year, nearly half of the major breaches so far. It's lost 2.1 million records, and that doesn't even count, they say, the 4.5 million names and social security numbers taken from Community Health Systems computer network. This was a hack done by China, they say, that took 4.5 million names. They say illegally purchased medical records bring major money onto the black market. Wow, major, major money. Credit cards, you could get about, I'd get as a buck each, whereas medical records, $50 per pop. They say criminals can use the medical records to fraudulently bill insurance or Medicare. They could use patients' identities for free consultations. They could use that for prescription medications. This is frightening, absolutely frightening. Hospital patients' records are often kept on the same network as the one used for other hospitals' businesses. You know, now that doctors are being forced to go electronic, doctors need help, and we need, what's it called when you need tech support, etc. And so you have a lot of companies now that do it for a lot of doctors. So we have these network systems that have multiple doctors' information on them that you can access by internet. This is not the safest thing. They say hospitals and doctors are using outdated technology that no longer receives security updates. They said community health systems, according to money.cnn.com, said was slow to patch the quote-unquote heartbleed bug earlier this year. And hackers were able to access employees' login credentials, etc. And so doctors and hospitals, if they don't continually keep up to date. I mean, listen, I'm just trying to keep up to date with what the hell I'm supposed to do with Ebola and vitamin D levels and cholesterol medications and statins causing diabetes. Yet I need to remember to keep updating the mal software. I really miss the paper charts. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so last week we had been talking about how a doctor was getting sued and a hospital group was getting sued because they had put homosexuality on the patient's chart, but they listed it under quote-unquote chronic condition, and when the patient got a hold of his medical records, they got switched to chronic problem, but he was still very upset and insulted by that, understandably so, and is suing. Now, one of you had written me, and I apologize, I don't have the email, on how you have looked at your doctor's records, and the doctor would put in the records words like combative, abusive, unruly, non-compliant, and how did he... Basically, in this email, he was asking in so many words, could he sue his doctor for libel? Because these are things that aren't him, and that's what the doctor put in his medical record. Now, all right, I'm a doctor, and I do not want, you know, to be sued for putting something in the chart. If my patient is not taking their medication, all right, you know, we put non-compliant. You know, a non-compliant patient. So we kind of understand that the reason why the blood pressure is going up is not because the four medicines they're on isn't working. It's because they're not taking his four medicines. And I have used the term non-compliant. However, I am very, very careful of using terms like abusive, I labels such as that, because the medical records will go to their future doctor. And I don't want to label the patient just because the patient was X, Y, and Z. What I will, though, put in my record, I'm not sure, I wish I could see what you were talking about with this other doctor, but like in my record, let's say somebody comes up to the front and they're drunk, and they're a patient of ours, and they call my staff names, etc. I do document, it wouldn't be on a progress note, a doctor's visit, I document every single thing that happens. Because in case this, you know, he violates the law, etc., and you know, he had come in and you know, accosted one of my staff and then later attacked her or whatever, you need to document any sort of out-of-this-world occurrences that happen with your staff, one, to protect them, two, protect you, okay? And then if the patient's like, well, you discharged me, you had no right to discharge me, well, on this date, you came in and you called my front desk, blah, 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 which was very sexually charged, and we felt my staff would not be safe, you're out of here, type of thing. And so we are allowed to document that. So if you did, let's say, start to blow up, if you were very combative, if you were et cetera, doctors are supposed to document that, okay? And you may not like that. Where I stand with the patient is if the patient says, yeah, so, you know, man, we had a great weekend with the kids. Oh, my gosh, I took my son hunting. It was his first hunting trip. Oh, it was awesome. You know, whatever. All right, and then later you see on the chart the doctor write, he is a gun owner, is careless with guns, lets kids handle guns. Okay, then I could see why, okay, now wait a second. He took something you said and translated it. Now, mind you, the doctor was probably having some concerns. Okay, well, you know, I need to document that the child has access to guns. The child, you know, but what I would rather do or rather see is direct quotes. Okay? You know, rather than the doctor interpreting the, you know, what goes in your note, when you look at a doctor's note, we're supposed to put the facts, okay? And then we're supposed to put what the patient states factually. The patient may have subjective complaints. Oh, they think they're dying, they're this. Well, that's a fact. The patient thinks they're dying. You put the facts down there. You put their temperature. You put their blood pressure. Those are honest-to-God facts. The patient complains of chest pain. The patient complains of this. Once you get down to the assessment or the diagnosis, that's where we doctors can inject what we're thinking. We don't have to be robots. We're allowed to be live human beings. And this is where we are able to talk about what we think is going on, you know? Patient says he has trouble sleeping. I'm concerned this could be depression. And I would like to do a workup for depression to see if that's the cause of his lack of sleep. So somebody comes in. This was another email I had gotten a while back. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. If you ever want to email us, you could do so at drdahlia.com. The patient had come in for something completely irrelevant that they thought that, you know, like fatigue or, you know, their appetite has gone down. And the doctor diagnosed them with a psychological disorder. And they were like, how the heck do I get that expunged and get that off my record? Well, you see, what the doctor should have done is the diagnosis was lack of appetite. Anorexia. Anorexia is not supposed to always be a psychological diagnosis. It could be a symptom of something. That's my guess. He put anorexia for weight loss, but people assume it's the psychological disorder of anorexia or fatigue. You're tired. All right? Don't say patient has depression. Diagnose them with that first, or I believe the patient does. Probable depression, possible depression, etc. And so you really don't have a lot of control of what goes into the doctor's notes. We all saw that Seinfeld episode with Elaine where, you know, she'd go to the doctor, they got mad at her about something, and then all of a sudden would start to write something, and she couldn't do anything about it. But, you know, that's kind of sad. There could be something in your chart. And here you are, and you could be blacklisted from multiple offices. Now, whenever a patient does leave, I try not to have any of the billing information in there. As much as I'd like to warn a future doctor that this person, you know, gave fake insurance, did identity theft, etc., whatever, you know, that's not for me to, again, I'm not judge and jury. You know, I could, you know, however, if the patient was discharged, that's a part of the medical records. It doesn't go into detail. It's just a blank letter saying discharge from the office. And then let the doctor decide. If I think a person is a threat, okay, you know, and, you know, this happened and we have a police report, you know, I do have the police report in the medical records. I should. Because that was something that happened, and that's the best place to find it. So, you know, but on the flip side, you need to realize that if you decide to have a BF, or you decide to go off about something in the doctor's office, that is going to be documented, okay? We doctors have learned our lesson time and time again that if we don't document things regularly, we can be in a lot of trouble in a court of law. So everything you do could be documented. And so don't. I mean, I've had patients grab me. I've had patients whatever. And, you know, we're not going to put up with that. There's no way. And then you're going to be embarrassed that it's on your chart. However, a very, very good moral of this to wrap this up is you should see what your medical records are early on. So you have an understanding of the type of documentation your doctor does, whether there's subjectivity, objectivity, etc., and you need to see and you need to be aware. If you think the doctor is taking something like you having a lack of appetite, and rather than working you up from a GI perspective, working you up psychologically, and you think that it's going to go down the wrong path in your chart, then you want to find that out early and you want to move on to another doctor. Okay? But it's one of those things where you really don't have as much control. And hopefully I explained why. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away, we'll be right back. Pregnant women are not supposed to eat tuna at all. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess in June, the EPA and the FDA have combined to propose a minimum weekly level of fish consumption, and this was for the first time. They said women who are pregnant, this was back in June, breastfeeding or trying to become pregnant, should probably eat about 12 ounces of fish per week because fish is a great source of omega-3 fatty acids. However, fish is a good source of mercury, a phenomenal source of mercury. Hence, Consumer Reports is now a little concerned. Consumer Reports says, according to, or actually, Jean Halloran, Director of Food Policy Initiative for Consumers Union, the advocacy arm of Consumer Reports, said, "We are particularly concerned about canned tuna, which is second only to shrimp as the most commonly eaten seafood in the United States. We encourage pregnant women to avoid all tuna." Now, the National Fisheries Institute is like, what? They represent seafood companies and restaurants disputed the findings by Consumer Reports, saying the publication's warning flies in the face of independent, peer-reviewed science. In a statement, the Institute said, though we urge Consumer Reports to do a thorough, balanced, and science-based job, this did not happen. Woo! The National Fisheries Institute thinks something fishy's going on. Minimal research would have presented reporters literally hundreds of independent seafood studies from the FDA and World Health Organization that clearly demonstrate the net benefit gained from eating seafood like tuna. The FDA's new recommendation comes after the FDA study revealed 1 in 5 women were avoiding fish completely during pregnancy. And now they're saying, wait a second, if you're avoiding fish, you're going to be missing out on important nutrients that could have a positive impact on growth and development as well on general health. All right, so the FDA has on its website the average amount of mercury found in different types of fish, and of course, tuna seem to have the higher levels. Consumer Reports thinks, though, that the FDA is underestimating the danger. So, the magazine looked at the FDA's data. They found 20% of the light canned tuna samples tested since 2005 have almost twice as much mercury as what the FDA said was the average amount. And some samples, however, though, did have lower levels of mercury also. But the consumers have no idea. So, you know, they took a look at how much tuna is probably safe. You know, it's one of those things where albacore versus light, you probably would need to eat less albacore than light in terms of that. But tuna absorbs mercury in a form called methylmercury. This is a product from industrial pollution, and they absorb this in their fatty tissues. And so the other fish do it as well, but mercury per its size probably have it more concentrated. Let me see. According to Philip Grandjean, an adjunct professor at the Harvard School of Public Health, says the brain undergoes a series of complex developmental stages that need to be completed in the right sequence at the right time. He told Consumer Reports that the mercury in fish consumed by the mother could reach the fetus within hours and do damage. Now, apparently the Consumer Reports has, you know, kind of been on top of this in the past also. What do we do? Okay, here's the thing. I don't like the idea of pregnant women avoiding fish altogether. I also like the idea of mercury levels being posted on the food. Okay? A lot of us, when we're pregnant, okay, if it wasn't for the doctor or some media outlet reminding us, we would completely forget. Okay, when we're pregnant and we're hungry, we want to eat. Where I'm a little nervous is once we start to label, okay, well, you know, this tuna has this, okay, so, you know, what if we find out what's really going on with our chicken, what's really going on with our meat? We're not going to want to eat anything. Okay, we don't want to frighten our pregnant women any more than they're already frightened. I want them to eat fish. If they come up with a recommendation, just maybe avoid tuna. I think herring also is higher in mercury. There's groups of fish we've covered before on the show. I'll try and look it up really quickly on which fish seems to have the most mercury. But tuna obviously is the biggest. Salmon has mercury too, by the way. You know, your larger fish, remember, tuna is huge. I mean, have you guys ever seen, wicked tuna? Oh, wow. Big, major tuna. These are big, huge fish. And since a lot of us don't really eat whale or eat shark, it doesn't seem to apply. But, you know, if they want to say, look, mix it up a little bit, try not to have, you know, tuna until maybe your second, third trimester. Maybe, mix it up a little bit with the fish. What I tell all my pregnant women is I don't think we know enough about coffee. Look at what happened with coffee the other day. Was it 2 days ago? We had a study come out saying coffee in pregnancy could put your baby at risk for leukemia. How scary is that? Women have been drinking coffee for years. What? Are you kidding me, people? And so now we're being told that coffee could cause leukemia in pregnant women. So we're all kind of freaked out. You know, we have a bunch of people that don't want to dye their hair, don't want to use hairspray, don't want to put on lipstick. Everybody is kind of freaking out now. And I would suggest do everything in moderation. If you're not eating tuna, let me just type this out. Let me see. Fish with the highest mercury. Let me see if I could come up with that really quickly. Everything in moderation. Did I have some tuna when I was pregnant? Yeah, once. Wasn't a big deal. My kid gets straight A's, knock on wood. Thank God. You know, just everything in moderation. You're even seeing studies saying that you could even have alcohol in your pregnancy. Not that any of us would suggest it because of the lawsuits that could ensue. And so real quickly, the least amount of mercury, they say, are in anchovies, butterfish, catfish, clam, crab. These are supposed to be okay. Crawfish, croaker, flounder, herring, mackerel, oyster, pollock, canned salmon, fresh salmon, sardine, scallop, shrimp, sole, squid, tilapia, trout, whitefish. Those you could do pretty good with. Moderate mercury, it starts to go up with your bass, your carp, your cod, your white Pacific croaker, halibut, Atlantic or Pacific, lobster, mahi-mahi, monkfish, perch, skate, snapper, sablefish, canned light tuna. Now we go into high mercury. Bluefish, grouper, mackerel, sea bass, Chilean sea bass, albacore tuna, and yellowfin, higher mercury. But the highest mercury, they say, is in king mackerel, marlin, orange roughy, shark, swordfish, tilefish, and big eye or ahi tuna. Of course, farm salmon, some people have asked, may have PCBs, chemicals in them. I don't know much about, you know, farmed fish at this point. So just mix it up a little bit. That's what I say. And if you are in the very, very early stages of your pregnancy, try to be as pure as possible with some of the food you're eating. See, what gets me is these women are trying to have a tuna salad sandwich as opposed to eating a fast food burger. You know, I mean, you want to commend them for trying to make healthier choices going for the fish. But unfortunately, it can still kind of get them. All right, we were talking about hacking. Apparently, hackers know how to get green lights all the way to work. Researchers have uncovered a series of major security holes in traffic light systems that allowed them to control 100 signals in Michigan. Researchers say the major flaws in the system could be used in 40 states across America. So you have people that could manipulate. What movie was that where people got into a car accident? I think it was one of the Die Hards because somebody was manipulating the red light and green. Yeah, red, yellow, green. Apparently, with the permission from the local road agency, the University of Michigan researchers hacked into nearly 100 wirelessly networked traffic lights. The team say the flaws they uncovered are likely to be found across the country. So if you're driving and all of a sudden you see something go, red light, green light, I would just pull over and wait to figure out what the hell's going on. Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hang me down, hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down,
hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down, hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is.
just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.